broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Hour one, incredible hour with Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. Get your silver eagle, silver dollars. Today, the only problem is they cost like 27 bucks. Go ask the president why that is, huh? All right, Greg from Utah wanted to chime in last hour, but the hour kind of got away from us there, so we wanted to grab him and give him top billing this hour. Welcome, Greg.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Kirk. Sam, what we're witnessing throughout the nation is a communist-orchestrated revolution. Black Lives Matter is a communist front organization. Antifa is a communist front organization. And we're witnessing anarchy. Anarchy is where you have a breakdown of law and order, and where you have mob rule and rioting and the collapse of government authority. So when the police are told to stand down for whatever reason, and they allow these rioters to loot, to vandalize, to burn down buildings and to kill people, the responsibility of the police is to protect the life, liberty, and property of the citizens. The responsibility of the governor is to protect the life, liberty, and property of the citizens, and also the mayor. And they're standing down. So you can't allow this mayhem to happen. You have to nip it in the bud, confront it, and be aggressive. And the governors and the mayors have refused to do this. And as a result of that, the violence has escalated. And so this is all done. It's all by design. It's all, you know, it's all contrived and planned. And so in order to stop this, you have to, like I said before, get aggressive. You have to initiate force. And force against force, and if you don't do that, things will continue to get worse as we have evidence throughout this nation. It's just terrible what's happening, and usually when the communists take over a nation, or the attempt to take over a nation, this has been meticulously documented. Usually, the government always stands down when they try to take over a city or a town or a village or whatever it is. The trend is that they back down. And when they back down, they're making a terrible mistake. They don't meet it with force for the most part, and eventually the communists take over the government. This is a trial run. The Communist Party has been infiltrating our government for over 100 years. If you look at our foreign policy, especially since the 1930s, it's been an unmitigated disaster. Our government has been helping the communists and protecting them, advancing their ideology and what have you. And so this is communist orchestrated, and people have to wake up, because the greatest threat to America, the greatest threat to Western civilization, is communism. And communism is the granddaddy of all secret combinations. And people have to be aware of that. What's behind this is communism. And unless the people wake up, you know, we have a crisis of the highest magnitude that we're witnessing right now. And unless the people wake up, it's going to get worse and worse. And so what are your comments on that, Sam?
I think you're exactly spot on the facts. I've highlighted this communist, socialist, fascist agenda for over 25 years. Kurt's done it with me. An enemy hath done this is the phrase that I would use for this. And this is serious business. You're spot on completely about it. The problem is most Americans have been propagandized in the government schools for so long, they don't see it for what it is. And, you know, if you're this George guy and you're dead, they'll turn it into a racial issue to exploit and divide the people. But GoFundMe got over $10 million, okay? Whereas on the radio, we're lucky to get $5 to fund our efforts to tell the story and protect America. And so the difference is stark and startling. We're getting what we deserve and what we embrace, Greg.
Yeah, that's true. And the media, especially stations like yourself, they're trying to get out the truth. Usually they're censored. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Google, if you're on Twitter, if you say something that might be true or correct, usually it gets censored. And so now we're being censored. You can't get the truth out. Thank goodness for your radio station, because you're getting the true information out, and people have to be aware of what's going on. And it just seems like it's just unbelievable what's happening today. I mean, I knew this would happen at some point in time, but not this soon. But we are witnessing a communist takeover of our nation. That's what it amounts to. People may think, well, that's too extreme. That's, you're exaggerating, but that's exactly what it is. And when the communists take over a nation, and you may be aware of this, usually less than 1%, they consist of about 1% of the nation, and usually they can manipulate the 99%. And so when the communists take over a nation or over a country, less than 1% are in control, or less than 1% have authority and control in the party. So it's just that it doesn't have to be a massive, a vast majority of people who are for communism. It only takes a very small minority and to advance their agenda and ideology. It's just, it's so concerning. And as bad as it is now, it's going to get worse and worse. And we have to stand up, speak out, and do what is right. And I think that we have to get the citizen militia to protect the property. In Salt Lake City, they were burning police vehicles, setting a fire. They were vandalizing a property and what have you. So where were the police? I mean, you can't stand down in those situations. And if they're not going to take the initiative to fight against terror or tyranny or communism, then it's up to the citizens' militia to get involved and stop it. Because the police obviously are not going to stop it. We've witnessed this throughout the nation. They're always standing down. And so you have to ask the question, why? Why are they standing down? Why are they not taking the initiative to stop the violence and the mayhem and murders and what have you? So this is all planned, it's all orchestrated and designed. And most of these governors in these states are very liberal, they're very leftist radicals, and because of that, you can expect them to stand down and not take the initiative to stop the violence.
Kurt, you want to respond?
You know, I was thinking about what Greg was saying, and we appreciate him participating. And it made me think of the little phrase in a booklet or a little book called The Constitution, the Heavenly Banner by Ezra Taft Benson. And he's talking about this whole freedom idea and how he says, look back in retrospect on almost 6,000 years of human history. Freedom's moments have been infrequent and exceptional. From Nimrod to Napoleon, the conventional political ideology has been that the rights of life, liberty, and property were subject to a sovereign's will rather than God-given. We must appreciate that we live in one of history's most exceptional moments in a nation and a time of unprecedented freedom. Freedom as we know it has been experienced by perhaps less than 1% of the human family. And when you look at what I believe, it's the end of the quote, but when you look at our responsibilities as, Americans, we have a responsibility not only to our own country and to try to protect the freedoms we've been given by God, but also to be a light on a hill to the world. And therefore, you know, this battle, like Greg brings up with communism, or in other words, you've got good versus evil, and it's been going on forever, and it continues. And so our battle is to promote the good and to try to serve as the Prince of Peace did, and to move forward that way. And like you say, when you have lawless activities, lawlessness, they must be stopped, or else you just have more and more of that, and you don't even have a society where anybody can live anywhere.
Yeah, well, Sam, you may be familiar with Trevor Loudon. He wrote a book entitled The Enemies Within. And he was able to identify at least 100 communists in Congress. And that's what he was able to identify. There's perhaps more. And so we can see where our nation is going. We have a radical Congress, a radical Senate for the most part. People like Pelosi and Schumer, these guys, they're nutcases. I mean, they're deranged. And everything they suggest, everything they hope for is the destruction of America. Their policies, their views, and what have you. So you know, people have to be aware of what's going on. It does, and things don't happen by accident. They're planned that way, and you're familiar with that. But Trevor Loudon, he spoke here in Utah, you know, several months ago, and he said he was able to identify at least 100 communists in the house, and that's alarming. And so, if he was able to identify 100, you can be assured that there's more. There's probably another 100, whatever it might be. And then you have your governors. They pose as Republicans and constitutionalists, and here in Idaho, you know, they're told to stand down, and other states are told to stand down by their governors and the mayors also, and so they're like sheep in wolves' clothing. They pose as conservatives and constitutionalists, but when push comes to shove, they reveal their true colors, and they're very dictatorial, and they're very alarming in their behavior. And I just think that people have to realize that just because someone poses as a conservative or a constitutionalist, sometimes they don't hold to that ideology or view. So anyway, it's a mess. And I just think that things will get worse, but we have to wake up to the situation, wake up what we're faced against, and take the initiative to educate our leaders and enlighten them to what's going on, and hopefully they'll make the right decision.
All right, Greg, I want you to stay there, and I want to respond. Because I think you're spot on. I think your concerns are completely justified. I think the reality is, as you say, let me put some things in perspective on who we are and what we think we can do about it. Because Solutions Radio is who we are. Greg from Utah on the line. Serious, weighty questions to discuss in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, let me explain something that I think is critical to understand. We teach on the radio that this nation shall endure. We teach that this nation is the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also teach George Washington's vision in where he believes that at some point America will be in serious, serious jeopardy. And eventually, angels of God will join righteous people and defend off the enemy. And America will be preserved until the Savior Jesus Christ returns to the earth once again. Many of us believe, I'm one of them, that the reason that the United States was founded and created in the first place was to set the stage for the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ onto the earth. And many people would say, well, there's already Gospels. Yeah, but go look at the Protestants and go look at the Catholics and go look at, and you can debate, you know, religion's true origins. But we believe there was an apostasy and a falling away and eventually a great restoration of the authority to act in the name of God, the priesthood, and eventually a restoration of Jesus Christ's church on the earth. Now, you say, whose doctrine is that? It's the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And why do I bring it up now? Because many believe that the restoration of all things started with the restoration of liberty through the creation of and the rise of the United States. That righteous men, under the direction of God, created a bastion of liberty. And through that, then, the gospel of Jesus Christ was restored to the earth. God's power once on the earth again. Well, I bring all that up, whether you agree or disagree with that viewpoint, for this reason. You know, the masses don't care. The masses don't believe in God. The masses aren't immoral people, and therefore preaching to 330 million Americans is a waste of our time. And that's why we're not really on a quest to get a gazillion radio stations, and why we're not on a quest to just be popular and all over the world, and because it doesn't matter. What we are doing is seeking out the Lord's people. What we are doing is seeking out, separating the wheat from the tares. What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is finding those who are willing to live by covenant as opposed to convenience. And who are willing to say, I will embrace the principles of liberty. I will obey God's laws. And the more we obey God's laws as a society, as a community, as an individuals, as families, families are the fundamental unit of society, then you know what? The better prepared we are for when society melts down to preserve ourselves and prepare for angels to join us to save this nation. All right? And so I bring this up because we're not searching for the masses. We are searching for those who are the elect, those who are willing to live by covenant, those who seek out the sacred cause of liberty and are willing to obey its principles and thus receive its blessings. And so on this radio program, we're looking for a very unique group of people. And we're looking for people who regard the fundamental traditional family with one man and one woman at the head, married legally and lawfully, and for those families to be the fundamental unit of society. And then for those families to gather in covenant communities at some point, and you know what? Await the return of the Savior Jesus Christ and prepare for his coming once again. And you know what? We're not trying to gather early and create compounds of war. We're peaceful and we follow the Prince of Peace. Let's be very clear. We believe in the rule of law. Let's be very clear. And as law and order break down, we will need to protect ourselves and preserve ourselves and prepare for that day. All right. So this radio program is designed to educate, to train, to prepare a people for these eventualities, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this radio program is all about. That's why our goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the media and our lives. We have a very serious, serious mission statement, a very serious quest. Right? This isn't something that's laughable or something that's simple or something that isn't important. This is very serious. This is very important. And we're about our efforts. And so, you know what? I don't care if we get popular. I don't care if my name becomes a household name. I don't care because I'm not interested in that. I am interested in the preservation of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I am interested in working to prepare a people to preserve our families, protect one another, and prepare for the Savior's return. Okay, to me, that's what we're doing. So I agree completely with Greg that our nation's flat-out communist. But I don't believe, let me say this again very clearly, I do not believe that we can stop that, okay? The nation has been indoctrinated through communist government schools for literally generations. Generations have been on all kinds of welfare programs to where even Mitt Romney pointed out that almost 50% of the nation's on the dole. And they lambasted him for that. Now, I'm not a real fan of Mitt Romney, but he did highlight a point and got beat up big time for it. And that was before COVID gave everybody a check, right? And so I'm telling you, you're not going to save the masses. And the masses don't care. And so what we need to do is create a contingent of people who are willing to repent, who are willing to turn to God, who are willing to forgive, and who are willing to live by the principles of liberty and receive the blessings there related to. Okay, this is what this is about, folks. And make no mistake. Okay, you can expect in the nation, this is prophesied, biblically and otherwise, more and more and more and more turmoil around the world. Just count on it. Because as the people are wicked, that's what happens when you disobey God. He metes out his wrath on people and on societies and on governments and on nations. Okay? All we can do is work within the sphere of influence we have. And how big is that? Well, it depends on what your goal is. Is your goal to be popular? Is your goal to just, peddle pablum? Or is your goal to truly educate and prepare and teach and inspire and support families? Okay, that's our goal. That's who we are and what we do. So the point that I'm getting at, Greg, is I completely 1,000% agree with your concern and your point. But I am hoping to give you a new view in terms of what we can provide in terms of solutions to do about it, sir.
Yeah, so what you said is spot on. I mean, it was like everyone should have heard that comment or what you said. I mean, it should be pronounced throughout the entire nation, but it was perfect what you said. It was just very emotional for me to hear what you said, but it was awesome. But the other thing is, and with this, in my opinion, we're on the threshold of a Holocaust of the highest magnitude. It's not going to happen right away, but we're seeing signs of it. We're seeing evidence of it. So we have to get our spiritual houses in order. We have to be temporally prepared, and we have to be enlightened. You said we have to be educated. I totally agree with that. And we have to be educated to know what's going on, to understand what's going on, to take the initiative to proclaim the Constitution, to proclaim liberty throughout the land, and help and notify our family and friends about these matters confronting the nation. And it only takes a small minority to prevail. We witnessed that during the American Revolution. And with God's help, we will prevail despite the odds against us. And with people like yourself and Kurt, you know, getting the word out, getting the truth out, it makes a big difference. And so people have to be aware of what the issues are and what they can do. And so God bless you and bless Kurt. And bless all the patriots in the movement who are trying to enlighten the people, educate them, and help them to help the people take the initiative to do what is right.
All right. This conversation is so riveting. I don't want you to leave. Stay there, Greg. Kurt, do you want to respond? I've kind of given my best response to Greg, and I agree with his point completely, and I hope to add some context and add who we are and what we're trying to do in light of the situation Greg, in my opinion, eloquently summarized for us. Do you have a comment, Kurt?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think we should, add to the mix is the fact that the God of heaven is in charge of this whole deal. Not only in our country, in our little towns, but the universe, I mean, the master of the universe is not one of the Marvel leaders or whatever in these movies and stuff. It's the God of heaven.
He sure is a Marvel leader.
Well, yeah, but it's not the ones that
right,
we get
sir.
Told about. And, he's got a plan, and his plan is that good vanquishes evil in the end. And we should remember that and have faith, not fear.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are full of hope for the future. I know it looks rough and everything, ladies and gentlemen, but I trust in God Almighty. Greg, we'll get a comment from you right after this pause, then we'll let you fly. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Listen to the wind blow.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says,
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. It is expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. TheMAGAMall.com.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Walmart is now pulling firearms from the sales floors of some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death continue, leading to looting in some places, including some Walmart locations. The company is saying late yesterday that firearms will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. This is USA Radio News.
All right, we're talking to Greg in Utah. We're talking about solutions for the Republic. No doubt we've been taken over by communists and fascists and socialists. And, well, all roads lead to the same heck, don't they? Tyranny. We got to reject it and stand for the sacred cause of liberty and trust in our God. No doubt about that. Kurt, did you have more you wanted to finish on?
You know, I know it sounds kind of like a broken record, but the solutions lie in the idea of returning to, the keeping of the Ten Commandments, the protecting of innocent life, and that starts, in my opinion, with those 1,000-plus babies that are murdered each day in our land, and we've got to look at those things if we ever hope that that we'll have an end to these type of problems. I think that's the only way, or else the God of heaven can't bless us. He's promised that there are commandments, not suggestions, and there are, you know, good things that come from keeping them, as well as bad things that come from their breaking those commandments.
And we're going to stick on that broken record as long as we need it, ladies and gentlemen. The reason we're told to read the scriptures over and over and over is to make sure we remember, to make sure we understand who we are in our relationship to Almighty God. We are His children. We have a godly heritage, and we cannot turn our back on Him and receive the blessings. And so it's about remembering. It's about understanding. And we're going to stick on this broken record forever. Call it a broken record if you want. What I call it is the opportunity for solutions. What I call it is the answer. What I call it is the great hope. With that, Greg, your final comment, sir.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt and Sammy have given this nation a good message of hope and for peace. And I just feel that the people have to wake up and prepare for what's to come. And they have to draw nearer to their Heavenly Father or their Savior. And as Sam indicated, I mean, Kurt indicated, we have to obey the commandments. The Lord will not help us unless we are a righteous people, unless we're asking Him to help us in our endeavors to fight against this evil and tyranny that we have witnessed over the last few weeks. And as long as we can get back to God, get back to obeying the commandments, the Lord will help us in our endeavors. And I think that it's time for the people to repent of their sins, especially their political sins. And I feel that if they take that initiative and they fervently repent, the Lord will help us. It's going to be a difficult road ahead, but in the end, we will prevail. And that gives me, a good feeling knowing that despite what might happen from now until then, we will prevail, but the cost will be very high. The price will be very high as a result, but I know that in the end, we win. And that's what we have to understand, and that's what we have to know, that despite how bad things might get, we're going to come out on top.
Amen, sir. Thank you. Godspeed, Greg.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he goes. Kurt, I agree with him completely, and I'm grateful for the message. I'm grateful for the focus on this and for the chance that we've had to kind of, you know, vet this out and focus on this a little bit more. Let me give you a contrasting view to kind of help Greg's point along. There's an opinion piece written, Kurt. It's an opinion column written in the Detroit Free Press. It's written by a guy named Mitch Albom, okay? And it's headlined, "We Are the Enemy Too." All right? And it's a big old long article, and I'm going to quote quite a bit of it here. "Ask yourself this question," he starts out. "If America could return to normal life tomorrow, but one of your family members had to die, would you say okay?" I'm assuming, he says, the answer is no. Now a second question for you. If America returned to normal life tomorrow, but a family member of your next door neighbor had to die, would you then say yes? How about someone on your block or someone in your town? At a certain point, as we pull the lens out, the honest answer for many Americans, although few will say it out loud, is I will take that deal. And that, sadly, is where we find ourselves. This, and he talks about this Memorial Day week. Now, I know it's a couple of weeks after Memorial Day. I get it, but I didn't have time to cover this because it's a long article until now. But he says it's a holiday to mourn Americans who have died in wars, which will this year mark nearly 100,000 Americans dead from a, quote, new war against a monster that attacks through the air, but is animated by unlikely foot soldiers who, you may ask, ourselves. The first American casualty was back in February. The 100,000th likely before the end of May. That was then. Didn't happen, but it was close. That makes this coronavirus the fastest killer in U.S. history, Mitch Albom continues in this opinion piece. World War II took 4 years to kill just over 400,000 of us. COVID-19 is a quarter of the way there in 4 months. But then this war is not about sending our young men and women overseas to defend us. This war is about, quote, shoppers, churchgoers, bar hoppies and partygoers, factory workers, hospital staff, police forces. It's the war of the, quote, everyman. We are all potential victims, but we all are potential killers. We forget the latter faster than the former, but it's the truth. No matter how brightly the sun is shining, no matter how desperately we want to get to an open restaurant, we pass this disease to one another. No one dies if no one spreads, but siren calls are luring us from our, quote, safe zones, because there's money to be made, work to be accomplished, beaches to be visited, nails and hairs to be cut and beautified, and our limited attention span, which already feels spent, is saying enough. We've sacrificed. We've flattened the curve. We can't go on this way. Throw in a president who seeks to push this pandemic aside for focusing on more, quote, pressing matters, like getting himself reelected. And you have a, quote, Pied Piper leading us to the promise of happier days. But remember in the original story, all the critters who followed the Pied Piper were dead. Acceptable losses. It's a military phrase that is, quote, suddenly civilian. In fact, I would argue that it's the biggest question facing the U.S. today. How many can be sacrificed? What's the death number we can live with? Some thought 100,000, over 100,000 would be a breaking point. Apparently not. Our grim reality. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. It's a huge article. I can't even read it all. He finishes by talking about if it's, you know, your child, your spouse, your loved one, then you wouldn't feel like it's okay. Okay? He talks about us spreading these viruses carelessly through nursing homes. And as long as it's not your family members, it's okay. And we got to get back to business. And anyway, he goes on and on and on and on. And I want to completely reject his article completely, Kurt. And I don't mean to be a contrarian. I mean to look at the world through completely different lenses than he's looking through. I'm not looking for an argument. I'm not looking to prove that I'm right, but consider a different view. His view is, quote, we are the enemy too. Ask yourself this question. If America could return to normal life tomorrow, but your local family member had to die, would you do it? No. But if you were to do it and, you know, somebody further away from you, would you do it? And the answer is nobody will admit it, but yes. And we're really killing everybody and we're the enemy, he says. And the different perspective I would like to put to this discussion right now, Kurt, is this. I don't believe we are the enemy. Here's what my headline would read. Are you ready? We are God's children. We are literally, according to the Bible, the offspring of the Almighty God and the Spirit. And he loves us and cares about us. Ben Franklin talked about, hey, you know what? He's aware of everything. And how can a nation rise without his aid? Well, my response is, how can we as a people survive without his protection? And whether it be the coronavirus or the next health problem or the next natural disaster or the next plague or the next crisis, how can we, ladies and gentlemen, survive without his aid, without his blessings? And so I wouldn't talk about we're the enemy. We are God's children. We are not the enemy. We are of godly heritage, and God can and will protect us. Okay? He didn't put us on this earth just to fail. He didn't put us on this earth to say we're the enemy. He didn't put us on this earth to ask us unanswerable questions like, if it was your loved one, would you kill him? If it was somebody further away, would you kill him? At some point, you become a killer. That is a completely dishonest, satanic, false narrative. We are on this earth to love one another, to get bodies of flesh and bone, and to learn to use our agency wisely to follow God and his laws, and then receive the wonderful blessings that result when we do. That's what we're here for, folks.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, so I have a completely different view than Mitch Albom has. Mitch Albom, in an opinion piece in the Detroit Free Press. All right, opinion columnist. We are the enemy too, he says. And Sam sounds off and highlights a completely different point of view, which is we are not an enemy. We are God's children. We are of godly heritage. He put us on this earth to succeed and not to fail. We're here to get a physical body of flesh and bones, and we're here to learn to use our agency wisely to make our will God's will. All right? And you know what? I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to lock down and say, by golly, I'm an enemy. I'm a killer. And it just ruins society and destroy, and nobody can make a living, and I'm not here to spiral down into fear. I am here to put faith over fear and say, listen to me. The reason that we're experiencing all these plagues and all these natural disasters and all these problems with the destruction of the family and the destruction of society and the destruction of everything we hold dear is because we've turned our back on God and broken our end of the covenant, which is if we keep the commandments of God, he will bless us and protect us. It's biblically based and documented. He will heal our land and protect us if we do what he asks. We have a covenant land here, folks. But if we want to be blessed on this land, if we want to prosper in this land, then we must obey God's law. He's the author of our liberty. Do you think God can stop this virus? How come this Mitch Albom guy goes on for paragraph after paragraph after paragraph? And the more I read it, the more I get discouraged. And the more I think, you know what? He's just spiraling everybody down into fear. I mean, if we had his way, everybody would just lock down and melt down and be in fear that they don't want to be a killer. I'm not killing anyone. I'm spending my days and my nights and my efforts ministering to people and doing my very best to bless the lives of people all the day long. Am I a perfect tool in the Lord's hands? Far from. But thank heavens he can use even unlikely people for his grand purposes. I hope to be one of them. And I put faith over fear. I put hope over discouragement. I put life over death, and I put obedience and God's commandments over disobedience. And you know what? He had this big, massive column that got promoted into the Detroit Free Press. Not a word about God. Not a word about hope. Not a word about faith. Not a word about what we can do to improve things. And I'm telling you, the best thing we can do to improve things is to get on our knees and pray to the Almighty God and to spend our time ministering to God's children everywhere in the world we possibly can, praying for forgiveness, praying for repentance, and spending our time making the world a better place. If we can do that all the day long, ladies and gentlemen, do you think we could beat this coronavirus? Do you think we could beat the next natural disaster? Do you think a lot of the punishments that might be heaped out on the world by an almighty God who has eternal law to obey? I know I said God has eternal law to obey. That's a truism, folks. Don't ignore that. Don't get sidetracked by that. God has law, and he obeys his laws. And the reality is that if we want to garner blessings, we must do what those blessings are predicated upon. Got it? Okay, this is very simple stuff. It's like 101. But as Kurt said, you might call it a broken record, but I say it's the salvation solution. If we want protection, and if we want blessings, And if we want to avoid all these things, then we need to step up to our godly heritage, not run around and think we're all murderers and we're the enemy. We are not the enemy. God's children working together are the solution, are the blessing. In fact, God's whole work and his glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. These are fundamental truths, and I'm telling you, this poor guy, and I'm not trying to just, you know, argue with him or abuse him or anything else, but I think he's got it all wrong. I will never write in a column that says we are the enemy too, and then go on and tell how we're doing everything wrong, bad, evil, destructive. Okay, I am not a destroyer. I don't want to get back to a restaurant so that I can just eat and entertain myself with blood and circus and all that kind of stuff. I do want to get back to life so that I can minister to others and go to church and worship God and serve others and spend my time with my family and promote the principles of God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. You bet I want to go back to those things. I want to basically bless lives and churches and temples, and I want to spend my time figuring out how to help people that are having health struggles and bless their lives and serve one another. And I want to do all the things that God wants me to do. And I certainly don't want a tyrannical government backed by a whacked out journalist to just cripple me down in fear and hiding. No, no, not on my watch. That's not going to happen. I want to stand up as a son of the Almighty God and say, you know what? He loves me. He will bless me if I do what he asks. And to suggest that I'm the enemy, in my opinion, destroys the whole family of God if you believe the lie. We are not the enemy. We are the God-given solution in a world full of turmoil and dishonesty and immorality. And we need to point out the truth, which is if we, the family of God, God's children, repent and work together, there's no stopping the blessings that can come from a loving, just, merciful Father in heaven who absolutely wants to bless us. The only question is, will we use our agency to obey his laws to allow us to qualify so that he can? We've got work to do, folks. Let's not be sidetracked by dishonesty and deception, please. All right, Kurt, any comment on this? I had to go off on that. When I read that column, I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? It's the most negative thing I've ever seen in my life. I just couldn't take it.
Very good, Sam. I don't really know what else to add on that. You know, there's just a boatload there. And like you say, you know, if you take out God, you know, I don't care what the topic is, you're lost without that part of the picture.
But imagine a statement saying we are the enemy too, Kurt. That just means everybody around you should be looked at as an enemy. I just can't abide with those kind of, in my opinion, statements. It's so destructive, you know, in society, Kurt.
My neighbors,
my friends, my family, all these people aren't my enemies.
A very good point, Sam.
Wow. All right. What do you want to finish up on today, Kurt? I kind of went off on this, but man.
You know, I don't know for sure.
How about talking about astronauts reaching space then? They reach space station for the open-ended stay, they say. Stories by Kenneth Chang, Kurt.
And
they talk about how the Elon Musk / NASA partnership was successful. What was it, last Saturday? And they launched these people into the... they could basically orbit, is what they call it. They say that they
made
stay
it to
in
the
orbit
moon
for months. No. Orbit, Kurt. Come on now. They're not even close to the moon, buddy. Not even close to the moon. But they say that they can aid the station. That's the International Space Station short staffed crew, Kurt. And they say the Crew Dragon has arrived, buddy.
I guess they launched 60 more Starlink satellites.
Yes, sir.
Daryl Etherington writes this piece for TechCrunch. It says they achieve a reusability record for Falcon 9 booster. They launched their second Falcon 9 rocket, span of just 4 days. I guess they did that. Was that just yesterday? So, and they say this one was carrying 60 more satellites for its Starlink constellation, which will bring the total currently in operation on orbit to 480, launch took off from Florida, where SpaceX launched astronauts for the first time ever on Saturday for the final demonstration mission of its Crew Dragon to fulfill the requirements of NASA's Commercial Crew Human Rating process. The launch didn't include any human passengers. That's the one from yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, the one on Saturday had two human passengers that met at the space station, and, you know, that's all going on. They say it's the first time that a private business has launched people into space. Hitherto, it's only been nations or governments that have done this, Kurt, so it's a historical event.
Yeah, they say this other one is going to put these Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit, forming part of a network that will eventually serve to provide high-bandwidth, reliable internet connectivity, particularly in underserved areas where
terrestrial networks. Yeah, so we're talking about two different things, though, right?
Well, I know, but they're kind of related.
Oh, they're totally related.
You know, at least
they're totally related. You just got to explain to people they're two different launches.
Yeah,
two different
the one Saturday, and I mean, imagine having a launch 4 days later, and yet, you know, I guess you would say that's the private sector getting at it, Sam. And, of course, it's, you know, kind of combined with NASA, I think.
And I don't disagree. They're both parallel stories. I'm just saying I want people to understand one series of launches has people on it, Kurt. And it's the first time it's ever been done. The other ones is launching satellites, and that's been done by private businesses for a long time.
Yeah, and I guess apparently this is all so that, hey, you can get your internet all around the world, you know. And
you know what that means, don't you?
I think you can be tracked anywhere.
Well, that's true, too, but Kurt, come on now. I'm telling you, it just means everybody can listen to Liberty Roundtable live anywhere they are, buddy, all the time.
Yeah, good point.
People can just bust out and, you know, Elon Musk is going to make it easier to listen to Liberty Roundtable live. That's what I'm talking about. But you're right. It will be a tracking mechanism as well.
Good point. Yeah, shouldn't have been so negative.
Well, see, technology just exists, and it all depends on how we use it and what we focus on, what we allow to happen with it. That's key. Technology in the hands of good, honest, moral, God-fearing people, I don't fear at all. I think it's incredible. Just think what's happening with technology.
Yep, good point.
You know, we're doing a family history, and we're learning about health, and we're doing so many tremendous things. You know, heart surgery has come a long way. I mean, I could go on and on and on. That's when technology is in the hands of the good guys, right?
Impressive.
And when technology is in the hands of the bad guys, it runs off the rails for sure. So what is our job? To make sure that we limit the ability of bad guys to use technology for evil. That's our job.
Yeah.
What is our job? To promote and reward people who are using technology for right, God-fearing, legitimate advancement of the human family purposes, right? That's what I'm saying.
Good point.
How crazy am I, huh, Kurt?
Well, how soon are they going to head to the moon, Sam? I mean,
Kurt,
this,
listen to me. They already went there, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Did you forget about that?
Well, you know, there's kind of a weird thing in me that says, well, if we did it once and it was all that way back, it ought to be really easy to get there again. I mean, you know,
no, sir. That's the fly in the ointment there, buddy. That's where we got to go to private business. See, it's just as interesting to me, your whole point that you bring up, Kurt. Why on earth is this, you know, going on like it is? And I don't have an answer.
By the way, Sam, not to worry, because they say Elon Musk only has to sell 59 Teslas to offset the CO2 from a single SpaceX launch. So, see, every time somebody buys one of those Teslas, it's saving the world.
Well, then why are all those people stealing all them, you know, Rolls Royces and Hellcats stuff like that? Why don't they just bust out and steal some Musk bills?
Those people don't know how to save the world, Sam. I mean, they're just
it's simple.
Off.
All you got to do is get a Muscoville, Kurt.
Very right? Good. Wow.
I mean, I just want you to know how to solve it, Kurt. I just want you to have hope. Yeah.
Good point.
All right.
Very good.
Astronauts reach space station. Our prayers are, if they really are going like we're told, that they're safe.
I guess they got 500 of those satellites up there now. Sam, nearly that many. That's
that won't
a lot.
Cause any space carnage. All right. God save the Republic.